What's up, everyone, and welcome back to Spark Talk. And today we are going to be previewing the Giants at the 49ers Thursday Night Football week three. It's already crazy. We're in week three, and we're already kind of seeing how some of the season's going to be shaking out. We'll see in a couple of weeks how. You know, if we're going to have, right, we're going to have like these are the playoff contenders, these are the real contenders versus like these are going to be the teams that are going to be tanking this year. And I'm very excited to kind of see like next couple of weeks who develops into that and who develops into the other side of that, the tanking side of it. So very interested to see how that shakes out. But first things first, I'm 20 and 12 this year on my predictions. I went 11-5 last week, so I feel like I'm getting a good feel about how some of these teams play and how they match up with other teams. But obviously there's room for improvement, but there's also room for me to kind of have a downslide a little bit going into this week. So we'll see what happens. Predicting games is hard, and you never know what kind of factor could play into any one of these games. But, you know, for me, this easily could be one of the ones on the weird end of the spectrum. It could easily be a blowout, but it could also easily be a very tight game, and there's a possibility the Giants could pull out this game. But for me, I have the 49ers winning 27 to 20. And I think people are underestimating the Giants in this game and throughout this season, and are going to throughout the rest of this season. They held Dak Prescott to a 72 QBR rating in that massive blowout in week one. And they have been very close on the in on run defense to allowing that kind of threshold. They allowed 4.1 to the Cowboys on what was it on the pre on week one Sunday night, and their defense was really good against the Cowboys. Obviously they kind of had a meltdown that first half against the Cardinals, and then second half they kind of really put it together. And this team has kind of done that consistently, where this year where first half they've been terrible. But in the second half, they have outscored their opponents 31 to 21. So this team has performed extremely well in the second half, albeit all 31 points coming in last week's game against the Cardinals. But they did hold the Cowboys to only two touchdowns, and that could have easily gotten out of hand and even more out of hand in that second half. And the defense did not allow that to happen. And I think the Giants defense is a little bit underrated. I do. I think they have some really good players, some really solid players on that team. And I just think they get put in a bad spot. You know, you're talking about two touchdowns, I think, if I'm remembering correctly, against the Cowboys, that wasn't even offensive touchdowns, that you had the first three scores here: field goal return, block for a touchdown, and a pick six. Like, what do you want? What do you want them to do? You know, it's already 16-0, 19 if you want to count the second quarter field goal. First 19 points. They're half of Dallas's points didn't even come from the defense. Defense or from the Giants or on the Giants defense, it came, or unless you want to count the field goals, you could if you wanted to, but it's only 6 points there. But they get put in a bad spot week one. This defense is really solid, and then you add in the fact that the 49ers have been a little bit, I'm trying to think of the word here, like. You can kind of guess what they're going to do. They're going to be very run heavy. They're going to try to be like, we're better than you on the offensive line, and we're going to stick with our game plan, and we're going to try to make you adjust to our game plan. And you kind of seen that the first 2 weeks of the year, where they're just trying to ask Brock Purdy to make the right reads, make the right decisions, lean on Christian McCaffrey in the ground game and allow him to get those huge gains like he's had the past couple of weeks where he's busted off 50-yard runs late in games to kind of put the games out of reach. So you want to see this Giants defense get the 49ers offense a little bit offbeat, a little bit uncomfortable, and a little bit out of sync, out of rhythm, and change up their game plan a little bit. I want to see them kind of stop the ground game, stop Christian McCaffrey, and put it on Brock Purdy. Let's see what Brock Purdy is made of when he has the pressure on him and he's you know, he doesn't have that ground game to lean on 24/7. So I'm very interested to see how the Giants do that, and or if they decide to do that. But that would be my game plan going into this, is we're going to stop Christian McCaffrey and we're going to force you to throw the football downfield and see what happens there. But let's go over to the 49ers, and I'll talk a little bit about the Giants offense here with the 49ers defense. And for me, 49ers, though, it's like I just mentioned, it's all about the defense. It's all about creating turnovers. They have forced 5 interceptions already this year, and there's a possibility with Daniel Jones's past, there could be room for 7 or 8 by the time this game is over. And the defense also has 6 sacks on the year and 14 quarterback hits. And then if you look at the Giants side of that, the Giants have let up 10 sacks this year and 17 quarterback hits. Like, that's a recipe for disaster for the Giants. And this is a big reason why I am picking the 49ers to win this game, is just that mismatch up front between the Giants offensive line and the 49ers defensive line. Like, I just think there's going to be pressure on Daniel Jones the whole game. And I want to see how Brian Daboll does it, because I remember when Joe Judge, I think it was his first year, 2020. It could have been the prior year. But they were going up against the Buccaneers. It was a Tom Brady-led Buccaneers. And so when Daniel Jones was still below average quarterback, and they were like, we're going to get the ball out of his hands quickly, we're going to avoid this pass rush, and we're going to try to hit a double move every now and then to try to get some chunk plays in there. And I think Darius Slayton dropped a couple of passes in that game that would have been, and I think Daniel Jones may have missed one in that game, that would have been huge gains for them, and that would have helped them win. I think they ended up losing by 1 or something. But I just want to see them kind of get to that a little bit, get the ball out quickly, start hitting your receivers. He has Darren Waller. He has Jalin Hyatt, who can utilize his speed in the quick passing game. Let him get open with the speed really quick and hit him and let him get some yards. He doesn't have to get 20 yards every play. Sometimes he can get 3 to 5 yards. And if your ground game's not going, allow them if your ground game's not going, allow the short passing game to be your ground game for the game. And I really want to see the Giants kind of do that, kind of avoid that pass rush. I don't want to see Daniel Jones getting sacked 10-plus times tonight. I'm recording this. Let me give you a heads up. Thursday morning. So I'm saying tonight. Usually I say tomorrow or whatever. But I digress. That was a little off topic. But we're so kind of like this, the Giants is just going to, like, they need to get the short passing game going. And for the 49ers, it's just like I just mentioned, they just have to stick to their game plan. They have to not let the Giants get them off their game plan, because not a lot of teams have a lot of positions that are better than the 49ers. Like, you're talking about, look, like, their offensive line, easily top 5 in the league. You're talking about skill positions, or the skill position players, George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey. That's easily top 3. Brock Purdy, we see what he's made of. He's Like he played like a top 10 quarterback last year. We're gonna see if he continues that. He's played really good so far this year. He missed a couple of throws last week, but he's played really good so far this year. And then you know, talking about the defense, talking about defensive line top five, linebacking core top five, secondary a little bit average, below average. You know, that's probably their weakness on their team, but they like 49ers, like from top to bottom, probably is the best team position wise in the league. You can probably argue for the Eagles, but there's not a lot of teams that are going to man up and beat the 49ers and get the 49ers off their game plan. But if you're able to do that, then it's going to put you in a good position to win that game. So for me, the Giants, I think the key to victory for them is to just force Brock Purdy to throw the football, force them to get the ball out of Christian McCaffrey's hands, and don't let up any big plays. That would be my game plan for the Giants going into this game. But yeah, this is a shorter podcast. It's only 11 minutes so far. So yeah, it's been a little bit shorter of a podcast, and you know, I want these previews to be a little bit shorter, kind of give you all a little bit of variety in it, because the predictions and the recaps go a little bit longer, or the Sunday Monday recaps go a little bit longer. So I kind of want these Thursday night ones to be quick, easy for y'all to listen to on a Thursday afternoon, Thursday morning before the games, and enjoy it and see what I get wrong, see what I get right. But tomorrow we'll have the week one predictions, or not week one. I said week one, week three predictions. See, I had a long day yesterday. It was a long day yesterday, but it's one of those it's just one of those days where it's just a long day. But it's week three football, so week three, I'm excited to get into it. We'll get into the week three predictions, not week one, but week three predictions. But yeah, we will get into that, and then we'll get into the recap. I'm still looking to do on Sundays. I've just been busy the last couple of weeks with work, but it's gonna be like normal. If it's not on Sunday, there'll be a recap going up on Tuesday with the Monday night and in the Sunday games together. But I'm still looking to do Sundays, do the Sunday games on Monday, and then do just the Monday night game on Tuesday. But you know, sometimes that with my work schedule, it doesn't work out. So just give you all a heads up with that and stuff. Just like I'm still trying to do it, but it will be like by ear for me. I just depend on my work schedule and all that. But yeah, so just look for it. If it's not up on Monday, then it'll be up. The recap will be up Tuesday. So I appreciate y'all, and I will s make sure to like. Or first off, make sure to like, share, and comment. You know, let me know how I can make it more enjoyable and a better listening experience for y'all. But I appreciate y'all, and I will see y'all tomorrow with the week three NFL predictions. See ya.